Captain Garavey has been relieved. The computer has accepted my authorization code.
Liar!
There. Lieutenant Sidon, a rangy redhead who reminded her inexorably of Cecilia.
She's a traitor! Don't listen to her! She was cashiered! She's not fleet!
Heads turned back and forth, uneasy. Lieutenant Milcini started to reach out, but froze in a parody of indecision when Harris looked at him.
Lieutenant Sidon, you are hereby charged with treason. Evidence in possession of fleet shows that you conspired with Commander Garavey and others to yield Xavier to the benignity of the Compassionate Hand.
Kutsudis, after all, was legitimately fleet, even if presently on a yacht.
What?!
Recordings of conversations with Commander Garavey. You are hereby relieved of your duties and will be held in confinement until such time as a board can be convened.
The familiar phrases rolled out of her mouth as if she herself had never felt their impact on her own life. Necessary, Harris knew. Such formality, such familiarity with tradition, was another proof of her own legitimacy.
Mr. Janice? Mr. Vicissuan?
Harris nodded, and they moved around her. Lieutenant Sidon looked around for support she did not get.
No! I'm not a traitor, she is! Ask her what happened to our captain! It's all lies! Look at her! That's not a fleet uniform! Those men! They're in civvy ship suits!
I know her.
Harris looked for the voice and found a face she vaguely remembered from several ships back. Her mental name file revolved. Salverson, a pleasant-faced brunette that Harris remembered best for a difficult emergency repair during combat.
Petty Light Salverson, but you've had a promotion. Congratulations, Chief.
I never believed you'd been thrown out. So it was all special ops?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Salverson grinned, and those nearest her, people she would have known well, grinned too.
You fools! She'll get you killed, all of you!
Then, with a glance at Janice and Oblo, who were almost to her side, she gave Harris a final, furious glare.
You won't win. You can't. Even if you get the ship...
And she slumped where she stood. Those nearest tried to catch her, but failed. Harris felt a chill pang she had not felt when she killed Garavey. Sidon seemed so young. She could have outlived her mistakes if she'd wanted to. She had no time for more regrets. She turned to Lieutenant Milcini.
We'll need an autopsy. Until all my people are back in uniform, we'd better have someone else convey the body to sickbay.
Yes, Captain.
Harris left him to arrange it. She had more pressing duties. She moved to the command desk.
I have the bridge. Let me explain the situation briefly. I expect communications from the Admiralty and possible hostile action from the Benignity. This action may be imminent. Unless we find details in Commander Garavey's private notes, we must assume that it could come at any time.
They were attentive now rather than confused. Confront a fighting vessel with an enemy, and confusion yielded to training. She had counted on that reaction.
Officers not involved in the treasonous plot to yield Xavier will be briefed as soon as the ships are secure. In the meantime, all scans will be fully manned all shifts. Record in battle code from this hour.
The scan positions, after a last glance at her, erupted in a brief flurry of activity. Garavey had had them shut down, probably to prevent the operators from noticing when the Compassionate Hand ships arrived.
Captain?
Yes?
Lieutenant Janice, Watch Commander. I've just been advised by Major Svatek to take persons into custody, and among them a Lieutenant Sidon, who was on the bridge.
Was on the bridge. She killed herself rather than accept arrest.
I see. May I ask the Captain's authorization for actions taken in relieving Commander Garavey of his duties?
Admiral Serrano. It was a special assignment.
So I gathered. Sir, does the Captain have other orders?
Secure the ship. No station liberty, no leaves, no off-ship communications without my express orders. That list is almost certainly incomplete and will be in combat shortly.
Yes, sir. Those personnel on the list have been secured under guard. Although we can't maintain a suicide watch with all of them separately confined and do the rest of it. Would the Captain clarify the priorities?
Ship first, of course. If they kill themselves, it's regrettable. The other could be fatal.
He shouldn't need to be told that, but she realized he was still feeling his way, not quite sure she was trustworthy.
Major Svatek said a relative of mine was with you. Would that be Vladdy?
Despite the casual tone, Harris knew this was a trick question. She had never heard of a Vladdy, Janice.
Arkady, would you like to speak with him?
No, just checking. Sorry, sir, it's my...
job, I know. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have other duties myself.
Harris unlocked the in-ship communications and keyed for an all-stations announcement. If there were other traitors, or even high-strung overreactors, This would flush them out.
Attention, all personnel. This is Commander Harris Sr. Serrano, now acting captain of this vessel. We are in a state of emergency, expecting the arrival of a hostile force from the Benignity. Your executive officer, Major Svatek, has been informed of the nature of the emergency and of the reasons for a change of command. Those of you who have served with me before know that I will give full explanations when there's time.
A calculated risk, but surely there were others who had been with her before, who would explain to their anxious fellows what kind of Commander Harris was.
Some of you will have heard that I resigned my commission and am no longer a fleet officer. In fact, I was on special assignment and my authorization code is still active as the ship's computer recognized. This is an unusual situation. I understand that many of you will be confused, but at the moment we have more pressing problems. The Benignity wants this system as a base for invasion. We're going to defend it.
From the expressions of the bridge crew, relief outweighed anxiety. Garavay could not have been the sort of commander who inspired confidence.
I want division heads in my office in 1 hour. I noticed some discrepancies in the status lists that we'll have to address in order to complete our mission. In the meantime, I'll expect you all to bring all systems to readiness. Captain out.
Harris grinned at Lieutenant Milsini.
I'll post the hard copy of my orders when I get them from Sweet Delight. Considering the secrecy, I couldn't bring them aboard with me at first.
Certain phrases from the cube her aunt had sent her could, with the proper surrounding verbiage, be taken as orders. Oblo had produced a surprisingly realistic document.
Yes, sir. You'll be taking over the captain's quarters?
Of course.
Implicit in that was her transfer to the Vigilance as her primary vessel. The Sweet Delight was no longer hers in the same way. And who would captain the yacht? She might need it in the fight. No, first the very dangerous patrol ships. She had the cruiser, maybe, if they captured the other traitors aboard before they could arrange a mutiny. If the other two craft didn't try to blow the cruiser.
Who's our communications first, Lieutenant Milsini?
Lieutenant Granith, sir.
Have Lieutenant Granith hail the Sweet Delight, Civilian Band 4, and route the response to my set.
Sir.
Sweet Delight, Navigator 1st Sirkin.
Sirkin, it's Captain Serrano. I've taken over here. How's the long scan look?
Captain, there's something far out our scan tech says. Very faint, just a ripple.
I'm having communications here. Hold an open line. If there's a change, let me know.
What she said and did not say fit the prearranged code. Kutsudis would remove the block he'd put on communications out of the cruiser. Now for the patrol ships. Paradox's captain had died with Garavay in the captain's cabin. Paradox's executive officer might or might not be loyal. He had not shown up on any of Kutsudis's scans, but he had been with the traitor captain for 2 years. The captain of the more distant ship, despite, was definitely disloyal. Kutsudis had recorded her during a conference aboard the cruiser. Harris expected that the crews of both ships were predominantly loyal. If the exec of Paradox accepted her, that left only despite. Would that captain betray herself? The patrol craft could be lethal, especially if any distractions arose on the cruiser.
Major Tinsey, I am Commander Harris Serrano, acting captain of the Vigilance. You are hereby confirmed as acting captain of the patrol craft Paradox.
The face on screen matched the database holo of Major Tinsey.
What? Where's Captain Ardos? Who are you?
Commander Serrano. Harris Serrano. I've been on special assignment for the Admiralty investigating irregularities.
Such a handy word, irregularities. She was a little shocked at how easily the lie now rolled off her tongue.
But you're not... And where's Commodore Garavay? What's going on over there?
Commander Garavay has been relieved of his command. I'm sorry to say that he and your Captain Ardos were involved in these irregularities.
Harris held up a packet within pickup range.
We have recordings implicating both of them and some other officers. We assume that officers not implicated are innocent, and that includes yourself, although the investigation will continue. May I take it that you are not in the pay of the Benignity?
Of course I'm not. What? The Benignity? Captain Ardos?
Captain Ardos, Harris reflected, must have been relieved to have so dense an executive officer. No wonder he had kept the man around for 2 years, even though he couldn't confide in him. No better camouflage than honest stupidity, ready to swear he had seen, heard, and suspected nothing. Harris waved the packet.
Apparently, several officers on each ship were involved. I suggest you take immediate steps to secure your position in case there are more traitors aboard. We expect hostile forces in this system shortly. You will prepare your ship for combat, Captain Tinsey. Or if you feel yourself unequal to command, I can relieve you and assign another officer.
Tinsey stiffened as if she'd filled his spinal column with a steel rod.
No, sir. Commander. Commodore.
Commander will do. Now, I have a list of possible traitors aboard Paradox. These are not confirmed, but you might want to take precautions.
She transmitted the names in a burst of code.
You will maintain a shielded link to Vigilance while I make contact with Despite.
Captain, Despite's moving. Pretty good Delta V, outbound toward the border.
At least it wasn't an attack on the station or her ships.
Weapons, bring us to readiness.
Sir.
Paradox, you are authorized to bring your weapons to full readiness.
What was Despite doing out there? Not simply running away. That would be too easy. Going to feint a retreat and then come back? Going to meet someone? And had she any chance to stop them?
The Serrano Legacy, Winning Colors, is continued on the next CD.